There are not no 19 cases in the U.S. There's just no way. Because there's five new ones in New Jersey already.
This is how many?
Five.
No, in
19.
Didn't New York say they had more than 19? So where's that number coming from?
Trump.
Oh, God. He's another one, too.
All right. You want to get started?
Yeah.
I'm all stuffed up. People are going to be like, is Kamani sick?
Ugh.
Yeah.
This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
Welcome to Drinking with Blurs.
And if you hear an echo, we're not in our usual recording space, so we apologize. But we're, again, welcome you all back to our second episode of season 5. There's a lot going on in the world. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But before we get into how crazy and hectic everything is.
Let's just talk about like how everyone buying hand sanitizer but not the soap. Like
that was a whole thing. But so it's annoying for me because I normally buy like little bottles of hand sanitizer to bring around with me in my bag because I'm commuting all the time. And like mine was running out. So I was going to go buy some like I normally do. And it's gone.
It's like, y'all wasn't doing this before?
Right. No. And, like, and that's the thing. Like, I always used hand sanitizer. Y'all, people weren't buying. Like, fuck. And then why are y'all buying so much tissue?
Like, I'm just buying tissue because I ran out. But, like, right. Y'all buying stuff. Like, y'all going to, like, camp out in y'all house. Like, I don't think it's that serious now.
But if you cannot guess, we are talking coronavirus and the whole insanity that's going on around it.
You should have seen the hospital this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Very extra.
Really?
Like everybody had on a mask. Like they had masks for like people to like just grab and go. Of course it's hand sanitizer everywhere in the hospital, but that's just how the hospital is set up anyways.
Right.
But the lady at the receptionist desk, she had on the mask and then she pumped the hand sanitizer all on the counter and like wipe it down. I'm just like, what?
That sounds like something I would.
And then I go upstairs and then the lady, she sprayed the Lysol spray. And then like 15 minutes later, she sprayed it again. I'm like, no one even walked back here.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this tweet where someone was like selling hand sanitizer for like $50.
Like, seriously?
Yes. And the person, people on Twitter were like, why don't you steal it? Because that's ridiculous. And before we started recording, we were listening to the governor of New Jersey declare a state of emergency regarding coronavirus. And he explained that while it sounds like terrible, it's to be able to make sure that the resources get to where they need to go faster. So this allows to prevent any price gouging. So like these small stores that are going to start trying to sell hand sanitizer for like $50. Can't get away with it.
Right. But listen, I went in Value Zone and they were sold out of bleach. Like, I'm just like, what? Like, they had like the little small bottles and stuff like that, but like the actual just regular bleach. Size? No. I'm like, damn.
Rowan University extends their spring break.
You see what Princeton did?
Princeton's moving to online or something like that. Columbia's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I just got an email from NYU. They're thinking about doing the same thing starting Wednesday.
Yeah, I know real people, like, they're kind of in the midst of, like, doing it as well.
So this is, like, definitely something that's really hitting everyone. Like, if you follow the stock market, you see how it's negative. Like, if you've had stocks, you've seen your money kind of, like, erased over the last few weeks, like, the last 2 weeks because of the coronavirus scare. So it's just like really interesting.
It's scary, but then it's like at the same time it's not.
Right. So I think it's one thing to be like, oh my gosh, it's a disease that's killing people. But because of how incompetent our current administration is, I think we do not understand how incompetent. Like, I don't even think people understand how incompetent this administration is, to the point that we don't have enough tests that provided by the World Health Organization. So now it's like a fight to see who can get tested or not. I just checked the CDC website. It said 19 people have the disease. I'm not going to be one of these people saying, like, no, they don't. But, like, I just know that the governor of New Jersey said that there were 5 new cases today. Like, 5 confirmed cases. I don't know if that means, like, those are the 5 total in the state. Mm-hmm. I think so. But, like, still, there's 5 alone in New Jersey. And you mean to tell me Washington, how many people are dying or whatever? And then there's some in New York and some in California. And there's only 19 in the entire United States of America.
Come on now.
I don't believe that at all. And then they put Pence in charge of the whole thing. And Pence was in charge when there was an HIV outbreak in Indiana.
And how did that work out?
Exactly. So, what does... it's just, like, really...
It's just so many different things with it. It's like... First of all, I'm thinking, like, okay, I'm pregnant. How is this going to affect me in particular? Because I don't really see too much conversation on pregnant women. I don't know if there's been any articles or if people talked about it, or it's just something that people are just skipping over.
Right.
And I know by the time further along the line, more people might catch it. And the hospitals are going to be full. And by the time I'm trying to get seen, who knows what the hell is going to happen.
Right.
So, like, that's, like, my biggest worry. I'm like, look, I'm pregnant and I don't want it.
I'm trying to find this tweet about what someone said about, like, stealing hand sanitizer. Because, like, the price of selling it for $50. And that's so ridiculous. And, like, this is always the time when people start trying to take advantage of anyone.
Yeah.
So, people, I won't be surprised if someone starts saying they have a cure. Some pastor somewhere. Some, like...
Oh, my God. Some pastor somewhere.
Somebody. Like, oh, I know how to cure it.
Just drink this water right here and it's just going to go away.
Just do these things. And, like, it's also important to note that, like, the symptoms for coronavirus are not worse or that distinct from the flu.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of similar. It's, like, the same.
It's a virus, right. So your body's going to react, like, you might have a dry cough and stuff. And that's why you have to be tested for it. But people don't, like, people get the flu every year. How many people on Facebook we could say were talking about not getting the flu shot because...
Listen.
There were so many people I saw every year talking about, I don't get no flu shot. I won't get the flu shot because da 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 and some, like, crazy shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like I personally don't really believe in a flu shot myself. And, like, I did get the flu this year. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I haven't had the flu in years.
Was it really terrible?
Oh, my God. It was so bad. Like, I didn't want to, like, I couldn't get out of bed. Like, my body was aching. I was like, had a cough for like 2 weeks. It was bad.
And people died from that.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I got the flu was after I came back from like DR. It was horrible. Like, my parents took me to the emergency room. Thank God I had like state insurance because...
Hold on, I have a conspiracy theory. So what if you caught the corona? But he didn't know it was the corona at the time.
Back then. Oh my gosh.
Because think about it. If it's like the same symptoms, like how would you really know?
You had to get tested.
But like, what's the big difference?
I think this is like where the geneticists come in. Like they could trace like a virus and see how it's changed. So that's why when they were saying like last week, they tested someone that had it, and they were like, oh, this virus is similar to, like, one that we tested from 3 people, like, 3 people ago, but different. Which showed that it has been transferred to a few people by now.
Right.
So, like, there's, like, this whole thing, and that's also why I'm saying 19 people are infected is a lie. Because there's most likely, the virus changed every time it transmits from one person to the other. Because
I thought the number in New York alone was 76.
I don't know. See, and then, like, people, like, there's so much misinformation, too.
Yeah, that's why I can't really even depend on the news.
That's part of the president's whole thing. He made it like you can't depend on the news. He's been saying they're fake, so a lot of people don't believe it.
But it's just like, if I'm getting numbers from this way, that way, it's this number, it's that number. Like, I don't even know what direction to go in or what to think. So let's just, I guess we just got to wait it out.
Okay, I'm going to let you listen to this because this is terrible. Well, I'm going to let you listen to this and then decide.
Make your own hand sanitizer? Can you do that? Yeah. You should be governor.
Sure.
Open the curtain, please.
Is this real?
Yeah, that's the governor of New York. Wow.
We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York. This is a superior product to products now on the market.
Are you trying to sell this shit to me?
World Health Organization, CDC, all those people suggest 60% alcohol content. Purell, competitor to New York State Clean, 70% alcohol. This is 75%.
This is
alcohol.
Bullshit.
It also comes in a variety of sizes.
This is not short.
It has a nice floral bouquet.
True.
Little I detected lilac.
You don't really
bother. Hydrangea, tulips. What does it smell like to you? Tulips, yes. Floral bouquet, making it in the state of New York. Corecraft actually is making it for the state. Corecraft makes glass cleaner, floor cleaners, degreasers, laundry detergent, vehicle fluids, hand cleaner, and now they make hand sanitizer with alcohol. Our current capacity is 100,000 gallons per week. And we're going to be ramping up. We'll be providing this to governmental agencies, schools, the MTA, prisons, etc. Because you can't get it on the market. And when you get it, it's very, very expensive. So that is now in production. We'll start distribution. We're going to distribute it to New Rochelle, which is a hot spot for us. Because literally we're hearing from governments that they're having trouble getting it. Also to Purell and Mr. Amazon and Mr. eBay, if you continue the price gouging, we will introduce our product, which is superior to your product, and you don't even have the floral bouquet.
True.
So stop price gouging. This is also much less expensive than anything government could buy. Just to give you an idea, a gallon bottle is $6.10. The 7-ounce bottle is $1.12, our cost. And then there's a very small size, here it is, which is 84 cents. So,
do you know why it's so cheap?
Why?
It's produced by prison labor.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yep. So here he going, like, that's who the organization he was mentioning, but
I felt like that was just like an SNL skit or something. Like, it's so unbelievable. Like, are you really about to try to sit here and sell this shit to me, bro? Like,
yeah.
Nigga said, he said, Amazon, eBay. Y'all ain't got that floral, though.
Right.
Like, what?
And he's producing it using prison, like, inmates that aren't getting paid.
That's some
but like
bullshit.
2 cents a day or something like that.
That's some bullshit.
And they don't even have sanitary conditions. Like, they don't even clean the prison or thinking about that. So it's kind of like,
you're really canceling out the product at this point.
It's just like a lot of craziness going on with this coronavirus. And that's like people are saying the most likely. Also, Trump thinks he's been exposed to it.
Mm. He thinks he's been exposed to it?
Yes. There was some. He was at this recent conference that all the conservatives go to. and he shook hands with the guy that was infected with it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And so today the White House is talking about how they have, because he's a big germaphobe. Like, apparently anytime someone coughs in the room, he, like, freaks out. Mm-hmm. So apparently the White House is concerned about him having, like,
that would be really hilarious.
It would be like...
Oh, wait, another conspiracy theory. So you know that episode where they have, like, Trump and he, like, dies? What if it's from Corona?
All I'm saying, he is over 70. He is over 70, and the people that tend to die are elderly. Also, Matt Gaetz, a representative who wore a gas mask on...
A gas mask?
Yes. On the House floor. He was also touched the quarantine. He's in self-quarantine because he touched the patient zero.
Self-quarantine.
And so it's just kind of like...
Does that even sound like...
What? Yeah, that's what people have to do, though. Like, self-quarantine. Because
I think that's what everyone's doing at this point. Because, like, it's just like everybody's buying out the water, buying out all these cleaning supplies. It's just like, bro.
It's kind of funny because I told my dad weeks ago, like, hey, you should buy this stuff now.
No, it should have selling out.
Right. Like, the fact that all these people bought the... Hey, I bet you if we go to Walgreens right now, there's not going to be a drop of hand sanitizer.
But it's hand soap.
Well, that's true. It's just like, you got to do it the old fashioned way. You carry the soap and like a water bottle with you and like wash your hands like that after you touch everything.
But I'm just saying, like, this shit was on the shelves before Corona. Like, yeah. Y'all wasn't thinking about this? Like, what was y'all doing before Corona?
That's what people were saying. Now I understand why some of y'all don't. Y'all, some of y'all are not washing your legs. You're not washing your hands.
Yeah, y'all talking about y'all just washing the top part and letting the water run down. Like, what kind of shit is wash your ass? Like,
but you did bring up this really good point, and it's like been a big thing that people were saying about in the election. Like, oh, the aftermath. Like, well, no, like not everybody could take the time off. Mm-hmm. So, like, you see schools like canceling and like. Saying like, oh, like for college it's different. These are adults, but like if like K through 12, like not like high school, but like if kindergarten to like 5 or 6 starts canceling, what are parents gonna do? Because you can't have your kindergartner by at home by himself, and you don't want them associated with other kids who might get sick.
Right.
It's kind of like how.
And then even the teachers and like people who substitute.
Right.
So it's just like. Unfair all around for like
right. So in school. How does that kind of work out in the long term? I don't know. It's just like
because like people don't. A lot of people don't get paid sick days.
Right, and so people that work in like food, and so a lot of people on Twitter were talking about how people that live in like work in the service industry and specifically with food are particularly at risk because they have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't go, and if they don't get to work, they're going to get fired.
Right.
And because we don't have like a universal healthcare system in this country, everyone's at risk because these people are like the ones that are at the ground level of everything. So it's just really sucks. Like, I don't know. Like, again, it's like a regular virus that passes. If you have a strong immune system. But the fact that we are at the point where our government is not able to have an adequate response in place. Yeah.
That's what I was telling my mom. I said, I don't think New Jersey had a plan.
Really?
I just don't feel like we did. Like,
what would the plan have looked like, though?
Huh?
Compared to what they have going on now. What would the plan have looked like?
I feel like we probably would have talked about it before it even hit us. At least, like, look, to calm people down before the storm comes.
With the overbuying products.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, that's why the governor is trying to declare a state of emergency now. Because he sees that people are still, like, basically kind of, like, taking all the products for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, being very selfish.
Right.
And so that's why he's like, we got to stop this somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I think also the problem is that people, even in government, like, state level, thought the federal government had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And just last night, Ben Carson was on TV talking about, like, yeah, because there's a whole cruise ship that's stuck in, like, what's this place? San Francisco?
Yeah.
They couldn't dock in San Francisco, but they wanted to dock in Oakland. That's like a whole fucking thing.
Okay.
But they were like, so many passengers on there had corona. And Trump didn't want it to dock because he didn't want to affect his poll numbers or whatever.
What?
Yeah. Like something like that. He didn't want like the news of the... This is two different things. He didn't want the news of the coronavirus to affect his re-election campaign.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. This is what he said. And now it's, that was last week. And so you see how it's blown out of proportion. Like really got worse in the week. So you had this cruise ship that had people that had corona on it that was stuck in the Bay of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
They were docking today, and Ben Carson last night was saying like, oh yeah, a plan will be in place by tomorrow. And like the person that was interviewing was like, what, you can't tell us the plan tonight? Like, and it's just like, what? So I say that to say, I think people, the states are starting to come up with plans because the federal government had no plan whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to the states to kind of like figure it out on the fly, which sucks because this is like a massive problem. It'll, like we said, Italy shut down all travel within the country today.
Understandable.
Like, that's how most of the disease was getting spread, let's be honest. And people would look at like being racist towards Chinese people.
I don't understand. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I see the jokes. I kind of giggle at it. I know it's offensive, but it's like, I'm not going to sit here in person and go and be like, oh, I see a Chinese person and run away. Like, because it's not just Chinese people. It's just happened to start in China.
Right.
So.
And I think social media makes it worse.
It does.
Because if you think about it, most of like the Nigeria's first case came from the person came from Italy and went to Nigeria.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So,
could we talk about that whole like thing like, oh, black people can't get corona?
Well, I don't get that. What is that joke?
Cuz I seen some article and it was like some African man that was in China, he caught it and recovered like fully and great, and I'm just like, okay.
He has a good immune system. So apparently he can't. What?
I guess he's the only one who got a good immune system. No,
like 50,000 people, like I shared this article like last week, 50,000 people around the world have already recovered from it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and that's not the news that the media is pushing. And this is also like how our media is really failing us because they.
Yeah.
Because like, it's important to remember before 2016, before Trump came on the line, they were like losing viewers. People weren't watching CNN anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they were losing influence. So then he comes and all these crises, they get all these clicks and likes and like refollows. So they want to keep it going. They're not going to talk about how many people, because like one, we as humans only focus on the negative because the negative keeps us alive. Some in some cases, like fear and like trying to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to like, how many of us are really going to listen to the good stories of like, okay, one person died, but 300,000 million or whatever have recovered.
Right.
Nobody's really listening for that.
And that was like my main question. I'm like, okay, so how much people recover from it? Because if it's how many this many deaths, which is honestly not that much compared to how much people caught the virus, how much actually recovered in between all this?
Right.
And why is people, I just feel like people are not asking that question.
And like, again, people recover from the flu all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to get the flu for a week at a time as a kid. Like, missed the entire week of school. Like, always. But I was recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, really... It just shows how incompetent our government is. That's all I have to say at the end of the day.
Oh, my God. Oh, that'll be another episode. Because I was going to say politics, but... Who child?
Let's wait till Sean gets here.
Oh, my God. This is, like... I feel like the politics is really like an SNL skit right now. Like,
it really is. It's so absurd. Like, nothing makes sense.
It don't.
It doesn't. Like,
Bloomberg and Joe Biden and just
Joe Biden. That picture I sent you. What was he doing?
I don't know.
Like, was he biting her finger? Like,
he just do weird shit. It's weird. Like, it's just really like off-putting, like, isn't
it? No. I saw someone, I think you shared it. Nobody care about what Cory Booker has to say.
Yes. New Jerseyans do not care about Cory Booker, but people outside think we do. We really don't.
Like, the only thing I would say is when he first ran, he ran against a Tea Party racist person. Mm-hmm. So it was like no brainer that he was going to win. Also, yeah. But like, Corey is Corey. The way I always describe it is Corey is Corey. Like, you can't be surprised at what he does. Like, literally cannot.
Right.
He was the only person to like thank Mike Bloomberg for running in the election. I'm like, no, what are you doing? Like, no, you don't thank the billionaire. Even he was like, oh yeah, we both were mayors at the same time. I'm like, this is part of the problem.
Like,
what? Like, people didn't like him because of what he did as mayor, and you as a black man trying to look legitimize it is not the right look.
Listen, Cory Booker is a different story. Shit, my mom think he have a boyfriend out here somewhere.
Ooh.
Listen, you think? You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because Rosario's bi.
Well, yeah.
And I would hope she wouldn't just be a bear.
Because my mom was like, when she saw that news, she was like, that's like a cover-up. I was like, oh my God.
I'm not going to say anything until he says something. But
really ever seen him like... He just seems... I won't say my gaydar is going off exactly, but it's just...
Something. Like, people have been saying it for years. It's not right to speculate. But, like... People have been saying it for a while.
Yeah, for years. Like,
before he even entered national politics. He wrote... Back in, 1992, when he was at Stanford, he wrote something about accepting gay people. Mm. And I was like, okay, maybe.
Was it like a class that was like...
No, it was a newspaper. He was like wrote into the newspaper about like how he's moved to accept gay people. Blah, blah.
Did he say like what was his like...
I don't remember. I read it a while ago. Mm. But it's online. You can definitely find it. So it's like, okay, moving on.
Kind of random, but...
Like in 1992, like it was brave to think about. And then for a football player to write that, I'm like, oh, wow. I'm not gonna judge. Like, Corey, aside from your politics being,
you know,
whatever. Like,
it's okay.
Whatever you decide.
It's okay. Anything else about the corona?
I don't think so. It's just so upsetting.
Yeah, I don't want to catch it. Like,
me neither.
The flu was ridiculous. I haven't felt that sick. Oh my God. In years.
I didn't get the flu last year. I don't think it might have been the flu in the middle of summer. No, it couldn't have been. I had a flu. Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. But last year when I came back from Colombia, I got very sick. I don't know if you, like I was like bedridden for like a week. Ugh. And then the next week I tried to go to karate while still kind of sick and I was out. Like, I don't know how I survived. So, and I think that was just the cold.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Because I thought, for the longest, I'm like, oh, I have a cold. But I'm like, no. This is different.
It was like pain?
Yeah, my body was hurting.
Yeah, I think I'm like,
I said, that had to be the flu. Like,
I lost weight last year, because of the sickness. That's why I don't like fly. That's why I don't like traveling for long distances a long amount of time. Because it, really wears down your body, too. Okay, so remember how I said the CDC said that there are 18 the 19 cases of corona.
Mm-hmm.
New York now has the most coronavirus cases in the nation at 142.
You see? But it's like, it's amazing how contagious this shit is.
Right.
It's just like any wow.
And Trump's now speaking about it at the White House. Oh Lord. So the CDC needs to update their website because according to NBC 8 hours ago, more than 550 coronavirus cases have been reported in 30 plus states. The only states that do not have it are pretty much Louisiana doesn't have it, Maine doesn't have it. Connecticut doesn't have it, which is surprising. Mm-hmm. But Delaware, Michigan, but like all of this is probably going to change very soon.
Yeah, just sweep through the whole goddamn nation.
Alaska might be the only one that's saved, because who's going to Alaska?
Hello.
So fucking cool. Who's going there anyway?
Probably Hawaii too.
Hawaii got it.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was thinking about going to Bali with a friend, mm-hmm. like after I submitted my dissertation. I almost bought it back in February. I don't remember when I was telling you about this job.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, I'm going to be finished. I was like looking at plane tickets. And Bali back then was like $400 for like now in March.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, maybe not. Like, I want to go. Like, right. The flights are so cheap. Like, the jokes about how cheap these flights are is so cheap.
The flights, the cruises. Oh my god.
United, what? Like Delta sent me an email this morning, like, this is what we're doing.
That just shows it don't have to be that fucking expensive.
They don't. That they like trying to like come up with like all these incentives to get people to come and like use their services. So ridiculous. I don't have anything else to add. Y'all, this is what I'll say. Wash your hands.
Washing hands is just the most effective way.
Listen to your state and, like, I don't even know if we can say, listen to the CDC. They do have reports about it, but, like, more people have it than not. Also, try not to be selfish and think just about yourself. Like, mm-hmm. there are other people that need to wash their hands, too. And this is, like, something I saw. Like, you are not the only one. Like, yes, you washing your hands protects you, but if someone else has it and they cough on you because they caught it because they couldn't buy hand soap or mm-hmm. hand sanitizer, then you're going to get sick anyway.
Wait, one question. Does the mask work?
The mask, I heard, prevents you from spreading it. I don't necessarily...
Because like my mom was saying, like, it's...
I don't know.
Like, if you like cough and sneeze and then you would wear it to like... You know, stop the germs from going out.
Yeah, like if you got it and you don't, yeah, I think that's how they typically do it.
Because like everyone is wearing a mask, but like no one has it. Like I'm just trying to understand.
Like, I think it's like to prevent it from spreading. Like that's what I've heard. I don't necessarily know if it's been that effective in like preventing people from getting it. Because if it's on your fingers and you touch your face, you're pretty much SOL anyway. And you're more likely to get it when you're next to somebody for prolonged periods.
Yeah.
Or you have a weak immune system. So if like someone in your family picks it up randomly and they transfer to you, you're more likely to get it that way than
uh-huh.
some person just walking by you on the street who might have it and you're not like rubbing up shoulders. Like the subway might be a different situation because like that's just like everybody cramped
up. Have you been like on the subway?
Since this? No, I've been on the path, which is better.
Hmm.
But it still gets crowded like at rush hours.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how like these states of emergencies and these new like numbers are going to start changing stuff because a lot of people are going to not want to like come out.
A lot of people going to start working from home.
I think tomorrow they have a run through of working from home, like being able to do everything from home for everybody.
Wow.
So they're trying to practice just in case it comes to that.
And so the MTA will be losing money.
Well, they overcharge anyway.
They do.
It's like they overcharge and the trains are always late. So if this gets them to get their shit in order, maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't go to church no more, but I know every pastor preaches up a storm right now.
Oh, God.
They're like, he said he will let me. I just can imagine. Like, I bet you I could do the sermon myself. Find a corner and get money that way.
Oh, my God. Give us, like, a good 10 seconds.
He said he would not allow no disease to come nigh your dwelling. Let us pray. I don't know. Can I get an amen, church? I just know that's what they talk about.
Oh, my God.
And he said, fear not. Just throwing all that stuff about, like, be not afraid and pray, have faith in God. And
okay, so what if I get it, what do I do?
I am the worst Christian to tell you about faith because my faith is very weak. But if people that have it, I've met a lot of great ones. They inspire me a lot. At the same time... I, with all my elderly people in my life, they need to be washing their hands and stay. There was like news like 60-year-olds and older don't go to like crowded areas. And I was like, I don't want my parents going to church. Like, they need to stay healthy. Because that's where they would catch it.
Right.
That is exactly where they would catch it. Mm-hmm. Somebody else thinking that they should come to church while sick with it. Listen, to get prayed out.
Crowded. Like malls.
The train's the worst.
Trains, definitely.
Not intertransit. Like,
public transportation, period.
But, like, intertransit has a little bit more space. Because people, the subway. The subway. And you know what subway is worse than MTA in terms of size? London's.
Really?
It's like, this is the space in between the seats. Like, this chair. Like, and then it's like, about, this is one seat here, and then another one's like right there. And that's the width of the entire train. So, literally, people are standing right in front of you.
Ugh.
And the seats are like cloth. It's just so, like, disgusting and tight.
Oh.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Like, people be coughing, they be sneezing, they don't cover they mouth.
I don't understand. I remember.
And, like, people just walk around and they just do not wash their hands. Like,
apparently.
Now they want to put on hand sanitizer. No, grab the motherfucking soap.
I remember in before kindergarten, my mom taught me how to cough into the pit of your elbow, not into your hand or into your shirt. And people have to hear this for the first time at 50 years old.
I'm saying,
what is going on?
Like, do y'all wash your hands before y'all cook? Like, do y'all wash your hands? Period.
No.
I know some people don't wash their hands when they get out the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Listen, people. My job, I've definitely seen it.
I remember when I was an RA and I saw it. I was like, you not gonna wash your hands? Like, one time, like,
and they try to play it off and joke.
Oh, I forgot.
No, go wash your motherfucking hands.
And, like, it was funny. The one thing I will say is funny about that, people released, like, the song. They posted, like, the songs that you should sing that are about 20 seconds, which is supposed to be how long you're washing them. And Love on Top is one of the songs.
Like, why do you even need a song to then wash your hands? Wash. Just go. Get in the corners. Rub around. By the time you get
done. Get in the nails, too.
Yeah, you got to get under the nails as well.
That's hard. But.
People making it.
Wash your hands, please, for the sake of everybody in your life and in the world. And most of us, if you get the symptoms. And this is why people need health insurance. Like, we need universal health insurance. Because a lot of people that can't get checked because they don't have health insurance and they don't want to go into bankruptcy over medical bills, which is terrible.
Listen, like, I've definitely gotten some hospital bills, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Oh, shit now. You know how much the bill was when I got the surgery? It was like somewhere over 1,000. Mind you, if I didn't have insurance, it'd have been like $10,000,
$11,000.
Oh my gosh. I was just like, yo, this is crazy. This is really crazy.
And it's not even delivery yet.
No.
Do you have any recommendations besides washing your hands?
Let me see. I feel like, what would I recommend? Shit, go on my website. I always recommend that. That's www.theecolorbox.com. And I've been like going through the process of like retaking some of the pictures because I finally found the right angle and like color and light. So I'm just kind of revamping that and adding like, hey, sign up for my email list. Do this, do that. So it's a lot of extra work.
That's good though.
I'm trying. But yeah, like, see, look how nice and bright the picture is. Let me show the one I made. I made this a while ago, but I just took pictures of it now.
Oh, that's so cute.
See how nice and clear and bright to see everything.
And you use your phone camera?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just nice and colorful. Terrorism, you know, it's the red and black. Oh. So I've just been just updating the website as it is. Oh, there's also a sale. There's a clearance section.
For you?
Yeah, on the website.
Okay.
20% off when you add it to the cart, because I can't somehow show it. Like, just show it. It has to be added to the cart. I don't know if it's just like, maybe I have to upgrade the website or whatever, but yeah, that's that. And soon I'm going to have like a $5 box.
Oh.
So you can just grab whatever for $5.
So for me, I got a few shows. First, Castlevania Season 3 is back. And it is so good. I like it a lot. Like, it's slower. There's more episodes, but it's really good. There was one episode I was watching while high on Saturday, and I had to go back and watch it several times because I'm like, did that really happen? And then when you get to it, you'll know which episode I'm talking about. It was just a lot of colors, and it felt very psychedelic. And I'm like,
Like, am I a little too high for this?
Yeah, it's what's going on? And then, like, a certain character starts talking, and I'm like, is this really happening? Or am I, like, not imagining this? You'll know exactly what it is when you see it.
What if we do an episode high?
We could.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be, like, when
we gotta give, like, have, like, little games and shit.
I think I'll be very weird. Because I'm told I'm, like, become very weird when I'm high.
I think, like, I'm, like, extra funny. Although I'm kind of like funny myself.
Well, because when I was talking today while high, I felt like I knew I was talking, but then literally a second later, I would like snap out of it. I was like, was I just saying that to him or did that not just happen? And then everything was so slow. It was just like, yeah, I get really weird. But it's better, like, I realized indica is better for me because sativa makes me go crazy. It makes me like, like all these racing thoughts and like...
Oh, like that paranoid kind
of... Yeah, indica like mellows me out a lot. I just can't take too much of it.
Right.
Sativa, just not help my anxiety. Like, when I take it, I really have to just go to sleep and like sleep it off because nobody's gonna... It's just gonna be like, am I gonna die? No.
That's just like, that's like when you're just a little too high and you're just like, yo, am I dying? LOL.
Also, I would recommend Altered Carbon Season 2 with Anthony Mackie.
I did see the first season, but I wasn't all the,
it's,
all the
it's way. It's convoluted. It's like really science fiction-y. Mm-hmm. So like, some people might not be into that. I'm into it because of the concept. This season, Lila Lauren's in it from Power. Oh, and also Anthony Mackie's in it. And so far, so good. I think it's a little bit better than season one. At least I'm more invested in certain things. I don't think you necessarily have to watch season one to watch season two. So there's that. I might have suggested this last week or 2 weeks ago. Hunters on Netflix. Amazon Prime. It's about people that hunt Nazis. And I saw the first episode. It's produced by Jordan Peele. It's pretty good. And last, Briar Patch, starring Cory Booker's girlfriend, Rosario Dawson. It's a good show. Like, I'm supporting it because y'all didn't listen to me and support the last Afro-Latina-led show on USA, Pearson. And they canceled it. So I want this show to at least, or Rosario to at least get good reviews or stay around.
We definitely need some people of color. It's just...
Because especially, like, what's, like, How to Get Away with Murder is about to end in a few weeks when they come back, and then that's it. And, like, what, we're back to, like, pre-2012 when there was no black woman as a lead on TV. We don't even have... Do we even have a show as a black man as a lead? No.
No.
So...
Shit, like, I was looking at motherfucking Luke Cage, and I'm like, damn, like,
yeah,
they really canceled that shit. Like,
all those shows are gone.
I'm like, fuck, like... That, and I feel like that could be another topic too, like the trend of just throwing black things out there and it doesn't last, and I don't even know how to explain it.
Or they don't support it. Because like with Pearson, they never promoted it enough. Also, it was at a late time. It was at 10 p.m.
That is late.
And like, and they didn't count like people that watched the show the next day apparently for the metrics. Or like, people that bought the show. So I bought the show, and so the nights I couldn't watch it, I would watch it and be like, whatchamacallit, right, the next day. They weren't counting that in terms of the metric.
Really?
But now they have their whole, they're part of NBC, so now they have their whole NBC like app coming out with this. Mm. And I'm like, why don't you just wait and release it on the NBC app as a premium show if you were that concerned about it? But no.
See how they be fucking up these shows.
They probably just did it so because Jessica, Gina Torres was pushing for it, and they just wanted to like appease her and then like crush it.
Mm. But yeah, like a lot of like shows like that we was like excited for and like we saw, and it's just like just kind of fizzled all out.
Yeah.
And like I don't know if it's just like the trend of like being black and like being proud, and it's like, oh yeah, there's a black person on the screen, but it's they're only on screen for like one season.
I think it has to do with Obama no longer being in office.
You think so?
Because Scandal came out in 2012 when Obama's re-election campaign was kicking off.
Mm.
Right. Yeah. When he was about to be re-elected. And then you start seeing, like, that was, like, the first show where you had, like, a black lead in, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
So then you start seeing, like, all these other shows try to, all these other channels try to recreate with a black woman in the lead. Not so much black men, for some reason, because there are, like, politics of that involved in that. But with at least black women.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, 2016, I noticed that there was a shift because Melissa Harris-Perry, who was a professor who used to have a show on MSNBC, got pushed out, and they were, like, trying to limit her hours. And she was like, fuck this shit. I'm a professor. I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
And quit. And then slowly, what I've been noticing in the trend is, like, shows that are picked up for seasons are actually going back to being more white and not as diverse in this Trump America thing. So I definitely think that, like, has a play.
Right.
That definitely is influencing how things are going.
I feel like it could, like, just like even a different perspective, like the whole Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm,
like that whole movement kind of just pushed so much different things out in the forefront. It wasn't just a whole about just police brutality. It right. just became being proudly black.
Right.
So it's just like, okay, we want to see more black people here. We want to do more black things here. It's like, you know, I want pride, like I'm showing my pride. So right. it's just like, I don't know if it's just like the trend is dying a little bit, or mm-hmm. if people is just not pushing enough anymore.
And that's what people have said, because like there was this whole thing in the 90s after like UPN, like UPN used to have all these black shows, and then UPN. They got cut. And so like it's like a cycle of this, like whether it's like comedy or drama, like mm-hmm. you have like this rise of like, oh, we need black people represented, and then it's like, get rid of all of that.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, we thank y'all for tuning in. And as a reminder, our new day for dropping episodes is Tuesday. This will give us more time to record and whatever. Also, if you want to be a guest, let us know. Have any comments, concerns, questions, let mm-hmm. us know. We would love to hear them. And anything else?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Happy daylight saving time. Because now it means spring is getting closer. I like that. Because now we don't have to stay with winter anymore. This has been Drinking with Blurred, and we look forward to having y'all back next week. Thanks.